The Palestinian Authority is set to drag Israel before the International Criminal Court, or the ICC, over its aggression against Palestinians. Senior Fatah official Mohammed Ashtia said the indictment against Tel Aviv and all necessary documents are ready to be submitted to the ICC. He said the Palestinian Authority is very serious in this regard, adding that this time it will not call for negotiations with Israel, but will demand a timetable for the regime to end its occupation of Palestinian territories. All Palestinians are angry at Israel's recent war on Gaza and its latest announcement to grab a huge chunk of Palestinian territories for its settlements in the occupied West Bank. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. James Morris, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now on the line from Los Angeles. Mr. Morris, how do you feel about this move to the ICC by the Palestinian Authority? We've been speaking about it for a very long time. Do you think it will, A, finally happen? And secondly, what do you think will come out of it?
Thank you for having me back on Press TV again. You can go to my blog, America-Hijack.com, which you can also get to by going to US-Hijack.com. I think it's an excellent idea for the Palestinians to take Israel to the International Criminal Court. The only problem there is you have Zionist influence at the International Criminal Court, and I don't know how far a case can go, even though it has grounds, Israeli war crimes against Gaza with over 2,000 people murdered, many women and children. I believe the number is 2,140. Killed, with over 11,000 injured. Israel obviously had run out of military targets in Gaza in a few days and had deliberately targeted civilian infrastructure to include UN schools and safe havens, like we saw Israel do in Qana in Lebanon back in 1996 and also in 2006. It's a rogue regime. The U.S. helped support that rogue regime. I think there might be more success in taking it to another authority like the World Court, like the international community was able to do with the apartheid wall, and they got a ruling, I believe it came down, I think it was from the International Criminal Court would be another way to go, as I've mentioned here, but I don't know if it can go as far as that international ruling against Israel with regard to the apartheid wall. And of course, no notice was taken, though, by the U.S. and Britain because of Zionist influence in both of those countries. You have the AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee in America, that has heavy influence. It's not just AIPAC, it's the neoconservatives, which are the upper echelon of the Israel lobby, which have influence on the Republican Party, and also on the Democrats, as we see with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But any move to address Israeli genocide in Gaza would be a good move, because I just don't see it ending. We may have a stay in that for the moment, or let's say a temporary ceasefire, but I just heard on the news recently that Israel was going after Gaza fishermen again, even though they were within the parameters of 10 kilometers, and I heard that was supposed to be expanded to 12 nautical miles by the end of 2014. We'll see if that happens. So the only way to really address Israeli apartheid is to pursue it at the International Criminal Court and at other international bodies to try to seek justice for the Palestinians. But I just don't know how far it will go with the Zionist influence we see in the U.S. and in other countries as well. But we also have to look at this agenda for the Middle East. It goes back to what I've been discussing, and we see it playing out with ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And what the Zionists are trying to do with Iran and Lebanon and elsewhere. Again, you can read more about it at my USHijack.com blog. And that, of course, is the Israeli Likudnik Oded Yanon strategy for Israel in the 1980s. The Israelis have no intention of making any kind of peace deal with the Palestinians. We see that with the continued land grab like we saw outside of Jerusalem here that's been mentioned in the news recently. The main reason the Gaza campaign or mowing the lawn, as Israel likes to call it every few years, had happened was because of the unity government between Fatah and Hamas. And Israel did not like that. as I've mentioned previously on Press TV, because that would put additional pressure on Israel for a two-state solution. And we know by the continued land grabs that that two-state solution is just a charade. Again, it goes back to that Israeli Oda Genoan plan, where Israel wanted to cut off any support for the Palestinians, including Saddam Hussein with Iraq, the Iranians, Syria, who not only supports the Palestinians, but supports Hezbollah, another resistance group to Israel based in Lebanon, of course. It's all about the greater Israel agenda, and unfortunately, there's so much Zionist influence in America, Britain, other countries, to include Canada, the EU with the Transatlantic Institute, that it's very difficult, but resistance is the only way, and pursuing it at the International Criminal Court as well. Again, go to my ushijack.com blog for more.
Okay, and we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you speaking to us. It was James Morris, who is speaking to us live on the line from Los Angeles. Well, the Palestinian Authority says reconstruction of the Gaza Strip devastated during 50 days of Israeli aggression will cost $7.7 billion. Palestinian experts assessing the damage of Israel's offensive say the process would take 5 years if Israel removes its blockade over Gaza entirely. The offensive cost the lives of more than 2,100 Gazans, destroyed 17,000 homes, severely damaged the enclave's sole power plant, and burnt dozens of factories. The UN says over 100,000 Gazan residents were also displaced to UN shelters and host families. A conference of international donors for the reconstruction of Gaza is set to take place later this month in either Egypt or Norway.